And I'll be giving a presentation on a civil rights case that was decided at the used tool company, in which the union that represented workers at the company was decertified by the labor board for racial discrimination. And it was a significant case because what it did was establish a precedent for the desegregation of organized labor throughout the United States. And happening at a Houston company, especially one with the notoriety of the used tool company, is what eventually sparked my interest in the case itself and what ultimately led me to finish this book.
Okay, so your interest in this is sort of academic. I mean, you read about it, you heard about it, you wanted to know more, and you did your research.
Exactly. And I did my research at the Houston Metropolitan Research Center, which is a treasure chest of Houston documents and records of famous people and companies, including Howard Hughes and the Hughes Tool Company.
You're now a professor of history at HCC. You're a former steel worker.
Yes. Previously, I worked in the steel industry as a blue-collar millwright for 9 years. And when I was downsized out of my job at Cameron Ironworks here in Houston in 1982, I eventually found my way into community college and enjoyed what I was doing and learning because I had never been in college before, and ultimately decided to pursue an academic career.